on Sydney Live, The Odd Couple. Christopher Pine.
I will actually answer your question, unlike Anthony, who's still hyperventilating, and I think he needs to get a good night's sleep.
And Anthony Albanese.
People can make their own decisions. I think Christopher very much says that tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, well, not long to go now. Anthony Albanese and Christopher Pine, good afternoon to you. Christopher, first of all.
Good afternoon, Ben. Hello, Albo.
Albo.
G'day.
You both sound tired.
I'm a bit tired.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm tired.
Sorry, I can't believe the election's coming to an end.
He's not so human. Terrific.
Well, you want it to go forever, do you, Christopher?
No, I love it. I'm loving it. Every minute of it. Can't believe it's coming to an end.
Well, you never know. It could be coming to an end this Saturday night for both of you. Who knows?
That's true.
Could be.
It's a very stressful job you guys have when you think about it. I mean, I suppose anyone in any job these days, there's no guarantees. But as you know, there have been some people going to elections thinking, okay, I'm a sure thing. The polls are saying I'm a sure thing. And then all of a sudden we look up at that TV screen and go, oh no, things are a little different. Now, let me ask you about the same-sex marriage plebiscite. We've got two senior government ministers refusing to say they'd support the public's decision, Scott Morrison and Julie Bishop. It begs the question, and forget which side of the debate you're on, and I've made a point today of not debating the issue itself. I want to debate the question of the plebiscite. What's the point of the plebiscite if politicians are not going to respect the wishes of the Australian people, Christopher?
Well, of course they will. If there's a plebiscite carried and it says that people want to have same-sex marriage, then the parliament will enact the will of the people. I mean, that's what the parliament does. And I just don't think people want to get distracted by this issue because it's not central to this campaign. What's central to this campaign is an economic plan and jobs and growth for Australia rather than Labor's tax and spend agenda. But
I understand that, but when you talk about money, there's $160 million being spent on this thing, so respectfully, I'd like to know whether or not we're wasting money on this or not. Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed he'll not put any pressure on colleagues to vote according to the public's verdict. So when you say, don't worry, they will, how can we be sure that they will when they're sending smoke signals that they won't?
The government's policy, Ben, is if a plebiscite is carried, the government will sponsor a bill through the parliament. Now, every vote in the parliament is a conscience vote for the Liberal Party members. Of course it is. And Labor has a position, of course, in favour of same-sex marriage. So this is really all very academic. The truth is, if the public vote yes to a same-sex marriage plebiscite, no government worth their salt would not pass that through the parliament. And we're just really... It is a very inside-the-beltway academic argument. Of course, a plebiscite bill will be carried through the House of Representatives if a plebiscite is carried by the public. That's called democracy.
Is that the case, Anthony Albanese?
No, it's certainly not. And this is a complete waste of hundreds of millions of dollars. That's one issue. But the second issue is it will be divisive for the nation. We don't have plebiscites on whether we go to war, on issues of jobs or issues of infrastructure projects or issues of health policy or education or anything else. But we're going to have a plebiscite on this issue at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's going to change absolutely nothing. Politicians will still go into the parliament and vote whatever way they were going to vote beforehand. So what is the point?
Besides, it's called democracy.
So are you saying, Anthony Albanese...
You sound like you're from the Citizens Electoral Council.
Let me ask you a question here, Albo. Are you saying that in your seat, if your seat... Now, remind me, you're a supporter of same-sex marriage?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if your electorate voted against same-sex marriage, unlikely, but if it did, you would go into the parliament and vote for?
I'm elected to vote... according to my views, it's a conscience vote in the parliament. People expect a bit of leadership, and my position is very clear. It's been clear for a very long period of time, and I can't imagine any circumstances whereby I wouldn't hold to that view.
Okay, so Christopher, let me ask you, you're a supporter of same-sex marriage, Christopher?
Yes.
If your electorate said no, you'd say yes?
I would vote according to the plebiscite, the way it was carried by the national vote. If the plebiscite votes yes, I'll be voting yes in the parliament.
Let me go back to you, Albo. Your boss, Bill Shorten, in 2013 said he was relaxed about the idea of a plebiscite. He now describes it as hurtful and hateful. It's quite a backflip from Bill.
Not at all. What's happened?
Yes, it is.
What's happened over a period of time is that one by one, the votes have ticked over in favour of marriage equality. That's what's happened. People have changed their mind. Thank goodness.
So he's gone with the breeze.
No. The truth is, Ben, that before 2004, I mean, both Christopher and I were elected, you know, sometime in the last century. Christopher a bit before me. But I think I can say this, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. No one last century, like in the 90s, ever raised with me the issue of marriage equality. It just wasn't an issue. And one by one, people, including members of Parliament, have thought about this issue, have talked to people about this issue, both people directly affected and those not affected, which, of course, is overwhelmingly most people in the community. Life will go on. This won't impact on any of the existing rights that they have. And so one by one, people have ticked over. We put a vote. People forget we had a vote on marriage equality in the Parliament, and those people in favour of it were a minority. I'm not sure what way Christopher voted, frankly, on that. As a conscience vote, he was entitled to vote whatever way he wanted to.
Would have saved us all a lot of hassle if we're going to put it to the Australian people. It would have saved us a lot of hassle if we had a ticker box this Saturday.
Well, we're talking about 2013. Now, Anthony Albanese has done a good job of trying to pretend Bill was asked this question last century. Your listeners need to know that in 3 years ago, Bill Shorten was in favour of a national plebiscite.
Well, what way did you vote 3 years ago?
Now he's against it. I mean,
what way did you vote? But you voted. What way did you vote when the vote was on the Stephen Jones bill?
We had a party position, and as a member of the party, we voted against it.
Now, so you voted against it. Now you're going to vote in favour of it.
But that was our party
position. And it's changed. That's
our party position.
It's changed.
It's a synchronised backflip.
2013, it's changed.
Bill put his personal view, Anthony, in 2013.
Your whole party did a backflip.
Oh, come on, stop covering the bill. You know that he's a person you cannot trust behind a sheet of glad wrap, this guy.
Let me just get to this Saturday night.
He's in his position constantly.
Let me get to this Saturday night. Predictions very, very quickly. Christopher Pyne, who on the Labor side needs to watch their back this Saturday night?
You know, Ben, I've been through too many elections to make predictions about who's going to win and who's going to lose. I never even crossed the ticker tape myself until the actual election night. People always say to me, oh, you're going to be fine, but until you actually win, you haven't won. And people who bank the win before it's actually been credited are making a big mistake.
Albo, you brave enough to make any predictions?
Well, I'll tell you this, to back up Christopher, I just got a text message from my very efficient media person. I was there handing out a pre-poll.
Me too.
I'll be saying, time to ring into Ben. I don't take my own seat for granted. That's the first thing that I'll be focusing on. Always back self-interest. You know it's trying.
Good luck to both of you on Saturday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony Albanese, Christopher Pyne, The Odd Couple.